Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy upon me, O Yah, for I am weak. O Yah, heal me. Psalm 6, verse 2.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom, Ariyah. We're here once again at Ibrit Culture. I'm your brother, Ariel, by the way of Kol Elohim, bringing you Ibrit Culture, that is, out of the congregation Beth Yahweh here in Baltimore, Maryland. With one more segment into All Knowledge Comes From Yahweh. All knowledge comes from Yahweh. And Sister Samaria, I just want to thank her personally, if that was her who's playing the songs, and thank you for listening to the Spirit of Yahweh, for hearing the Spirit of Yahweh. That was a perfect song. Perfect song. You know, I didn't get a chance to put a song in and talk to the sister about a song, but Abba knows everything. When I say Abba knows everything, he knows everything. What a perfect song to start the Shabbat off, you know. As you walking in the Shabbat door, and you didn't put down all your baggage at the door, hopefully, and you're coming in, and you might not be feeling 100% spiritually, physically, mentally, whatever it is that's going on in your life, and a song will start off with, "Have mercy upon me, O Yahweh, for I am weak." Thank you, Abba Yah, for having continued mercy upon us all. Because this life is a trying life. It is a trying life when I say it is, and even more so for believers. And some of the world may say that, well, I beg the difference. Your life may not be no different than mine. In some ways it is, in some ways it's not. A lot of ways we have similar struggles. But as a believer, you know and understand that Satan is directly, what happens to the rest of the world is like happenstance that would happen to any other person. But sometimes there is an entity, minions underneath him that directly comes after you, that directly is trying to destroy your life by any means necessary. And it's not even the breath of life that's within us. It is that spiritual life, that spiritual connection that he is trying to destroy that you have with Abba Yah, because he hates it. He hates the connection that you, I, and all the others who have that spiritual connection with the Father, he hates it because he lost his spiritual connection with the Father. And he has a job to do, and his job to get and see who all that he can get disconnected from the Father. Hopefully I'm sounding good and I'm coming through good and everyone can hear me. I'm going to start off with a brief prayer real quick before I get to talking and rambling in my mouth. Hallelujah. 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 Once again, for opening up the Shabbat door, Father, and allowing us to come in and sup with you, Father Yah. Father, more importantly, that you allow us to come in and then lay down our burdens, Father. This day right here, this 24 hours that you have set apart for mankind, not just the nation of Israel, Father, because as we read last week, that you finished all your work and you separated and made holy the Sabbath day, Father, where you finished on the seventh day. So you made this day at the beginning of creation for mankind, and not just for those who call themselves Israel, but everybody who take hold of it, Father. But the day is called a day of rest, not just in the word, I'm sleeping, I'm chilling, I'm resting, you know, I ain't got to work, I'm off. But it is a day of rest where the toils, the tribulations that we go through, that we are allowed to lay those things down, Father. So we thank you for that opportunity to lay down this world, Father. And many of us, once the 24 hours, we pick them back up. And some of us, it may take time to lay down the burden and just bask in your glory for this 24 hours. So we thank you, Abba Yah. Abba Yah, we ask and pray for all those who are ailing in any type. You heal them, Father, that you continue to bring them along, Abba Yah. Anyone, Father Yah, that's under the banner of Yahushua HaMashiach, Father, and those that you are calling to the banner of Yahushua HaMashiach, Father, that have not gotten there yet, Father, I pray for those as well, Father, because we know that there are others that's coming, Father, because there are many souls that you wish and desire to be saved, Father. So for those who are on their way to the door of salvation as well, Father, that you continue to bring them along, Father, and keep that old adversary at bay, Father. And for those who are in the door of salvation or on the road of salvation, Father, that you continue to keep them, Abba Yah, and allow them to know and understand that they have a sword within their hand, Father. Continue to guide us, Father. Continue to lead us, Father. Continue to be the light for us, Abba Yah, so we can be the light for others, Father. Forgive us for our sins also, Abba Yah, those that we know of and those that we don't know of, Father. Any transgressions that we have did against you within this 1 week, Father. And there's a multitude, I know it is. So we thank you for your forgiveness, Father. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your breath of life that we are even still here to praise you on this Shabbat day. Hallelujah. In Yahushua's holy and precious name, I pray. Amen. Toda Aki. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandment, through pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage. A remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My brother said, I sound good. Good. Amen. And once again, family, Abba Yah put a monkey wrench in the plan. And what I thought I would be doing today, we won't be going through the book of Ahumumachi just yet. But when he give the go, hopefully before these 6 weeks out, we will be going through the book of Ahumumachi. I will be reading the book, and we'll be stopping. I would love that we can have an open dialogue on that and be able to talk about some things, be able to talk about how the book helps you in one way or another, or which character you are in that book. But it's the title of this right here, right? All knowledge and all knowledge comes from Yahweh. But it's reality also. And over he proves that reality to us as believers. But as Mary Kelly used to say, we hard-headed. Our hard head make us soft behind. Over and over again, it's like Abba continue to prove himself to us over and over again that all knowledge, everything in this world system comes from me. We went through that last week. In fact, the subtitle for this is Wisdom. You know, we're going to go through some wisdom. We also going to read in the book of wisdom. And it's funny because I started, it was in Bible study, elders class this weekend. Abba gave me that thought then when we were talking about the creation and how man and scientists look at it. And Abba, in the book, we won't read that chapter tonight though. He asked them, how y'all going to look at the stars and the universe and the solar system and don't say that there's a grand architect, or don't give me my credit for that? But hopefully by the time we finish it, we'll get to that. Not tonight, though. We won't be talking about that tonight. And just started reading it the other day. And we started reading it, I'm like, that's where we're going to be at. We're going to read that book, the Book of Wisdom. Just the first 10 chapters. And you want us just to Shema it. Shema the Book of Wisdom. You always got to ask, okay, Abba, why this lesson? Well, why we got to know about this? Hopefully we ask these questions. Hopefully we ask some questions about everything that goes on in our life. Hopefully that curiosity right there, is we do that. Even when we fall, even when we do things that's out of order, we still should be asking, how we get over there, Father? Where did I misstep? Where did I get off the path? Because we want to learn so when that come back around that we won't get off the path. We'll be able to use wisdom and see which way the adversary is coming or see which way our own thinking took us. Because majority of times it's the adversary, but other times it's us. We're at what we want and what we desire and our own opinion, you know. And we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, things that come from our childhood, things that we haven't even dealt with as an adult, our behavior, about behaviors and about childhood. Maybe I was trying to tell us something. Maybe he's trying to tell us, y'all need to go back and study that. Then you'll learn about who we really are instead of who we think we are. And how these unclean spirits got in. We read about that 3 weeks back when Yahushua had to cast out the demon of the young man. And he told, and the man's father said, I believe, but help my unbelief. And he asked the man, well, how long the child been like this? And the father said, since childhood. So even the Bible gives us clues and gives us understanding that we need to go back. We need to go back alive, because a little thinking is a little off. But that does not mean that Yahweh doesn't use us. He still uses us. Our frailties, even in our imperfectness, our righteousness that we go in, we go in the righteousness of Yahweh. Any man or woman who put their hand to the plow is no longer your righteousness no more. Totally ignore the righteousness of Yahweh. And then that's what the scripture would say. You'll get a reprobate mind, or your conscience gets seared with a hot iron, because you don't want to listen to what is truth. So Abba will give us strong delusion where we believe we are living the truth, where we believe that we are living in a righteous lifestyle, and we actually not. We're totally contrary to the word of Yahweh, and we see that with the world. We see that with the world. You're going to see somebody out there next week feeding the homeless, and they're going to feel real good about that. They're going to think that they're doing Most High favor. Out here, I'm doing the will of the Most High. I'm doing the will of God right now. Excuse that. The will of Yahweh. They're going to feel good about this. You ain't going to tell them that they're not doing right. You can't tell them they're not doing right. But we out here feeding the hungry. We clothing those who don't have clothes. He said it. When you didn't do these things to me, when you didn't do this to those little ones, but they out there doing it in honor of something that is demonic. Look upon that. The world will believe they are doing a righteous act. Here tomorrow, I mean not tomorrow, Sunday, you want to go downtown and you want to feed some people on Sunday, and just because you have a day or a season that you want to do this for, smile at that. He smiled. He's happy about that. Because you didn't make him in void by giving the honor to a demon and not him. From now, you want to go see someone? You can do that, but you won't be able to tell them people that they're not doing a righteous act, and the Most High isn't frowning upon that. He said he's a jealous elf. He's a jealous elf. And he won't give honor to no one else. Because, frankly, no one else deserves that honor. Your mother, not your brother, not your husband, not your wife, no one, not your children, deserve the honor. We as human beings, we sometimes put ourselves on pedestals, and we want that honor. We want to do things honorable. We want recognition. Serve the honor that he that should go to him, not no one. Because he's been jealous out. I still tell my kids this. Love the Creator. Love Yahweh way more than you love me. And I remember Mackenzie always asked, why? Because when I'm asleep, I don't know what's going on in your life. And that's for all my kids. When I'm asleep, I don't know what is going on, but he did. When you're away, you're out of my eyesight. I don't know. I don't have that type of power that be able to see you downtown or down Fed Hill, as the kids say these days, down Federal Hill at a party. And some fool jump out with a gun and want to shoot up the party. And one of my babies down there and got shot up. I'm not there, but he's always there. He's always with them. He's always looking out for them. Always looking out for them. You do things for them I couldn't even dream of doing. So I always tell anybody that has a love for me, love the Most High more. Love him more. Anyone. Please love him more. Because if you can love him more and you can honor him more, I know you'll be right by me. Not saying that you won't offend me every now and then with your words or your actions or your behavior. You will. That's the human part in you. That's the mud part that you're connected to. You will. We all will. Well, it won't be there forever. And it shouldn't be so hard where as though we can't come back from that. It shouldn't be so violent or so malice that we can't fix that within a couple hours, that we got to go to bed such hardness towards one another. Why? Because we both loving the Most High the way we supposed to love the Most High. And he said, let not the sun set on your anger. And if we striving to do these things, striving to love them, I'm striving to love them. Okay, every now and then. Every now and then we're going to have problems. Because Yahweh going to use them. He's going to use them for the husband. He's going to use them for the wife or the kids or whoever. Or for you, just yourself, to show us where we are not giving into his spirit. And we don't always give into his spirit 100% at 100% of the time. We don't. Some of us been doing things that we don't even know that we're going against his spirit in our behavior that come from childhood. And we don't look like that. We don't look back as we don't want to be like, not that we will be like Lot's wife, but a lot of us don't want to look back because pain back then. And we don't want to go back and revisit or relive that pain. But we have to. In order for us to move forward, we got to go back and revisit that pain. We got to go back and see how this behavior started, or 9 times out of 10, this unclean entity entered in. And I've been living with this behavior 40 years. So we got to go back. We have to go back, and we got to deal with that pain. And it would only make a better you. Only make a better you, a better me. don't know who needed to hear that, but Abby, I just was talking, so that wasn't a part of my plan. Proverbs 3 and 5, family. Proverbs 3. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to be reading out of the WEBA today because it has the Apocrypha in it, and we're going to go into the Apocrypha book. Let me get the Proverbs 3. This, y'all know this is our opening mantra. Trust in Yahweh all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Simple. But so hard. I mean, but so hard. Simple words that we read, right? But it's hard sometimes to just let go and allow Abba Yah to direct our path. I mean, everything that engulfs us in his life, we should be giving it to Abba Yah. We should be listening. We should be relying on his spirit in everything. And I'm here, my hand is raised. No, I don't do that at all times. Sean Kelly raises up. The behaviors in Sean Kelly raises up. Attitudes raise up. Things that sometimes shocks me about me raise up, that Abba Yah got to show me they're still there. They're still there. In the forefront of my mind, being the position that Abba Yah has bestowed upon me, should have the thing that know before whom you stand. And that's just not on the Shabbat day. That's every day of my life. Being in the position of leadership. I don't care if you're a manager at Mercy Hospital. You're still in a position Abba Yah gave you. Somebody find that for us and send it out on the line. He said, honor those who have authority over you, your bosses, in other words. I believe some translations call it your master. He said, honor them, because Yahweh has set them up. You have been given a position even in the secular world. Supposed to act. A certain way we're supposed to carry ourselves. A certain way we're supposed to talk. At all times. Behaviors, right? Those things that we have picked up within my 53 years, still there. Still there. I find myself cussing more, and I had to stop and ask, John, why are you cussing so much now? What's going on? There's an agitation somewhere in my life. I know that. I understand that. I know me. I know my own spirit, some parts of it anyway. There's an agitation there somewhere because I have the wisdom enough, I have the vocabulary enough, that I don't have to say those words. And I have the Ruach HaKodesh that should filter my mouth. Station somewhere in my life. Anyway, everybody else who's listening on this line, when we have these behaviors, when we don't want to listen or give in to the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, that there's an agitation somewhere going on in your life, agitating the Spirit of Yahweh, or ignoring the Spirit of Yahweh. Know it. And he know it too. The old song on Awesome Powers and one of my favorite movies, What If God Was One of Us? Well, he was. Mozart did come down here and put on his suit of dirt. One of us. So he can understand what we go through, how did this body, this mindset, and our ways far from him. Put on that suit, and when it came down, said, you know what? It's a little rough. It's tough. It ain't that easy. But it's possible. Possible. Because I did it. So guess what, family? We ain't going to have no excuse. We not going to have no excuse. Because he did it. And he said, you know what, though? I'm going to send him back just a little bit piece of me to help them. Because I understand what they go through. I understand to the fullest of what they go through. I know it's a struggle. And I know in that flesh, they won't be able to do it. But I'm going to send them just a little bit of me. And as they continue to grow in that little bit, that little bit of grow, it will sprout. It'll get bigger and blossom within them. But the more they keep those behaviors around, I won't grow as fast as you. The more they ignore those agitations that's within their spirit, I won't grow as fast. It would take them a little longer to get over that thing that they're going through. We read Job like Job was done in a day, but we don't know how long that man was going. The scripture don't say. If it do, somebody send it and let me know, because I haven't seen it. We don't know how long Job was sitting there with boils from the sole of his feet to the top of his head. We don't know. It reads as this plot got killed. This next day reads like that, but we don't know how long it took this man to do that. His friend is teaching them, speaking to him, and trying to convince him. Could have been years that man suffered that. We know we can come and get some understanding for how long Joseph was going through what he went through, and he stayed steadfast. We know and understand that he represented Yahushua, the suffering Mashiach, the suffering Messiah. We know that it does not take or it won't happen in the blink of an eye. Why? Because a lot of us are a little older now. Some of those behaviors and traits that we have has been embedded in us. And got to keep shoveling and keep going down and digging and trying to remove. And the more he try to remove, the more we hold on to him. Those behaviors. Some anger problems. Some manipulation things going on. Just all the stuff that we have within this mud thing that we call flesh. That we read about last week. If you didn't, it's in the book of Genesis. It said he made man out of the dust of the earth. He was the first one to make a mud pie. And bam, here we are, mud pies. Walking around with a lot of isms and schisms. But we know the agitations. If we don't, we can find out the agitations in our life. I don't believe we can't find out. I wholeheartedly believe that we can find out why we are the way we are. Wholeheartedly, Yahweh has given us that wisdom to search our own hearts, to search our own minds, to find out why we are the way we are. But again, a lot of us, we don't want to go back. We don't want to revisit that pain. So we just put more dirt over top of it, try to bury it. But it surfaces every now and then. Deuteronomy 4, 5 through 8, family. Deuteronomy 4, 5 through 8. again, just the backdrop to this, this is Moshe when he's going off the scene talking to the children of Israel, letting them know what they have in their possession. Listen to that. He's letting the children of Israel know what they have in their possession. How much more so when the Spirit of Yahweh lives in you and what you have in your possession? Think about that. How much more so that Spirit that lives in you is in you, and Yahweh gave it to you and is yours to use however you want. You're stretching the truth there. Emma, he said what? Spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. You can use it at will. Use that spirit within you at will. Another place that his word, his spirit, is like a flashlight within our bodies, within ourselves. That is what's searching and looking for all the agitation, all the behavior that we can get rid of. That is what's looking within us. Part of us. He has given that to us freely. I believe Brother Daywell brought that out last week about salvation. He has given it to us freely. Those agitations, we ignore them. We believe and come to understand we're comfortable with them. And far too many times, the old thing was, that's just me. That's just how I am. Well, how you are, I ain't going to make it in the kingdom. How I am ain't going to make it in the kingdom. It's a transforming that must take place. That's going to get me in the kingdom. That's going to get you in the kingdom. We must be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Time. We won't fall back and that's just how I am. That's me. We get proud of that. That's me. I know I have. That's just me. That's how I am. Right? We feel a little sense of pride about that. Shut up. Be quiet. Obviously, we have to transform ourselves into the likeness of his son, even in our hardships, even in our trials and tribulations. We have to be transformed into the likeness of his son. And the crazy thing about that is he's using our trials, our tribulations, the things that we've been through. But the woe is me comes out. I me comes out. Then the plan, Abba Yah, because it hurt. It don't feel good. Struggle. Good. That kingdom, yeah. Oh, prayfully, we all make it. I want to go sit down with Brother Yosef. How did you do it? Yahushua, how did you do it? All those brothers. Brother Yosef, Brother Job, did you realize that Abba Yah is trying to do something, trying to transform you? What did you do that it came to you? How many years did it take? Trying to transform you. Likeness of his son. There's even no knowledge of at the time. You realized that. And you gave in to Yahweh's plan for your life. I don't know. He got to talk to me. He won't talk. I'm supposed to be reading scriptures. All right, I'm back, family. For Deuteronomy 5. I mean 4, verse 5. Behold, excuse me, I have taught you statutes and ordinances, as Yahweh, my mighty one, commanded me, that you should do so in the middle of the land where you go in to possess it. Therefore, do them, for this is your wisdom, your understanding, the sight of the people who shall hear all these statutes. Surely, great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has an Elohim so near to them as Yahweh, Almighty One, whenever we call upon him? Are we listening to what Moshe is trying to implant in the mind of the Israelites? Way back then, he's trying to implant in them, you've got something that the world false mighty ones around here. These false ways of worship. They want what you have. Nation out here. Kingdom. Ordinances. Laws, statutes, and judgments that we, if we live our life by, we will be wiser than any person with any letters behind their name. And it ain't that in the sense that you use your wisdom in that or you big yourself up for that. You use your wisdom and to help people turn and see that thing in this world. Able to explain all the time. You're able to give hope to people. The wisdom they will see, the hope that you're able to give them. What great nation is there that has statutes and ordinances so righteous forward, which I set before you today? Remember, I'm giving you something, Israel. Possess it. Take hold of it. Use it. Use it. Use it as however you will use it. But I tell you what, you won't be able to use it to curse another Israelite. You won't be able to use it to curse someone who's doing right by me. You won't be able to use it that way. And when you try to do that, all you're going to do is bless them. You know that. Scripture teaches us that. I cannot remember the prophet's name. I'm sorry. But y'all know the book of Numbers. When he was riding on a donkey. Balak and Balaam. Thank you. Balak and Balaam. Balak tried to get Balaam to go and curse the children of Israel. All he said, man, I can't curse them. You can give me money that's up, that Donald Trump has. Billionaire, you name them. You give them all that. I can do against them when they bless. How much you give me, what status you give me, I can't curse what Yahweh have already blessed. I'm a prophet of Yahweh. Can't curse them. Trust them. He upon Israel. Because it's only him that we go against. Only he has that privilege to curse Israel. And even with that, he gave Israel an option. Well, if you do right, Israel, all them curses in that book, they're going to be on you. But if you do wrong, Israel, all the blessings will be on you. But if you do wrong, all the curses are going to be on you, Israel. So even with that, he still gave us a choice. Turn ourselves. Ourselves, in turn, angry cousins out here still mad and angry at the white man and still mad at our forefathers. So be Abba Yah, curses ourselves. One more, we still in Deborah Ring, Deuteronomy 34:9. Listen to this. Yahushua, son, full of the Spirit, full of wisdom, the law, statutes, and judgment, he also gives us the Spirit of wisdom. All from the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, right? For Moses have laid hands on him, the children of Israel listened to him and did as Yahweh commanded. There was a transition that took place. Whatever was on Moshe, Moshe took and in turn laid his hand on Yahushua. Now Yahushua had the Spirit of wisdom. Now he was able to lead the children of Yisrael out. It was his turn. And so on, and so on, and so on, and so on, and so on. Even here in our own little congregation, we witnessed that. We witnessed the transferring of the Spirit of Yahweh, the Spirit of wisdom, from one rabbi to another. We are eyewitnesses to that. Those who are here in Beth Yahweh, for those who are listening and don't know, we had one rabbi pass away. We saw the spirit of death from that rabbi pass on to this rabbi, the spirit of wisdom. We saw that with our own eyes. We still see that, although totally two different men. But we cannot deny that the spirit of Yahweh was passed on from one to another. All right, family, we're about to go into the Book of Wisdom. And this Shema, this listen. Yes, I'm going to, y'all know, I'm going to try my best not to stop and say nothing. Because he said read. But as I will move, I will move. You got the Book of Wisdom. It's in your apocryphal book. If you don't, I'm going to read it for you. Love, and we're going from chapters 1 through 10. But we're still talking about all knowledge comes from Yahweh. All knowledge. Love righteousness for our judges of the earth. Think of Yahweh a good mind. Seek him in singleness of heart. Because he is found by those who don't tempt him. Manifested, and is manifest, to those who trust him. For crooked thoughts separate from Yah. Power convicts when it is tested. Foes the foolish. Because wisdom will need not soul that devises evil, nor dwell in a body that is enslaved by sin. For a holy spirit will flee deceit and will depart from thoughts that are without. Understanding, will be ashamed when unrighteousness has come in. For wisdom is a spirit who loves man. He will not hold a blasphemer guiltless for his lips, because Elohim bears witness of his reign and is a true overseer of his heart and a hearer of his tongue. Remember when we said about the flashlight? Because the Spirit of Yahweh has filled the world, and that which holds all things together knows it is. For no one who utters unrighteous things will be unseen, neither will justice by him. For in his counsels the ungodly will be searched out, and the sound of the word will come to Yahweh to bring him, to bring his lawless deeds to conviction. Because a jealous ear listens to all things. What we just talk about? Let me read it again, Pam. Let me read it. The word is exciting. It just excites me when Abba Yah connects these things. Because a jealous ear is listening to all things. Remember that. To thank you in your quiet place. Thank you having these people. Remember that jealous ear is listening to all things. Not even in their own thoughts. He said, I know your thoughts are far off. You know what we're going to think before we even think it. Where we can hide, Dawid said. Dawid said, if I go down to the grave, you are there. If I make my bed in the heights of the heavens, you are there. Myself with darkness, you are there. Where I go, you are always there. Ways you can hide your family. Because a jealous ear listens to all things, the noise of murmuring, not hitting. Beware then of unprofitable murmuring. Keep your tongue from slander, because no secret utterance will go on its way void. A lying mouth destroys a soul. Don't court not death in the error of your life, neither draw destruction upon yourselves by the works of your hand, because Elohim didn't make death, neither does he delight when the living perish. For he created all things that they might have been, being the degenerative powers of the world are wholesome, and there is no poison of destruction in them. Nor has death royal dominion upon earth. See, Hades, death. That's all to grammar. That's what we want to look at. For righteousness, mortal. But ungodly men, by their hands and their words, summon death. Deeming him a friend, pined away. They made a covenant with him, because they are worthy to belong with him. But they said within themselves, with unsound reasoning, our life is short and sorrowful. There is no healing when a man comes to his end, and there is no one was ever known that was released from death. Because we were born by mere chance. This is the mind of man Abba Yah is talking about. Because we were born by mere chance. And hereafter will be never been born. Because the breath in our nostrils is smoke. And reason is a spark kindled by the beating of our heart. Which being extinguished, the body will be into ashes. And the spirit will be dispersed as they believe. Our name will be forgotten in time. No one will remember our works. Life will pass away as the traces of a cloud will be scattered in a mist when it is chased by the rays of the sun and overcome by its heat. For our allotted time, passing of a shadow, and our end doesn't retreat, because it is surely sealed. No one turns it back. No, they don't. There's no one going to turn back death but Abba Yah. I agree with them with that. Come, therefore, let us enjoy the good things that exist. Let us use creation earnestly in our youth. Let's fill ourselves with costly wine, perfumed let no spring flower pass us by. Let's crown ourselves with rosebuds before they wither. Let none of us go without his share in our proud revelry. Let's leave tokens of mirth everywhere, because this is our portion and this is our lot. Let's oppress the righteous. Let's not spare the widow, nor reverence the gray-haired old man. But let our strength be a law of righteousness for that which is weak, proven useless. Do we not hear the minds of men in this world system? In this world system. You know what? We're going to die anyway, so we YOLO. You only live once. Or the other one, do as thy wilt. Do whatever makes you happy. We're going to die anyway. You know what? When we die, there ain't no God. Our spirit is going to go back, go with the wind. There's no God up there. So live how you want to live. Conquer how you want to conquer. Or no one. Lie in wait for the righteous man, because he annoys us. Is contrary to our works, reproaches us with sin against the law, and charges us with sin against our training. He professes to have knowledge of Yah and calls himself a child of the mighty. Be kind to us, a reproof of our thoughts. Is grievous to us even to look at, because his light is unlike other men, and his paths are strange. What about you? When you're living that life of Torah with the testimony of Yahushua, you're living a little stranger. You're different. You're not like everyone else. We were regarded by him as worthless metal, abstained from our ways as from uncleanness. He called the latter end of his righteous happy. He boasts that Yah, his father, his words are true. Less test will happen at the end of his life. For the righteous man is Yah's son. He will uphold him. For if the righteous man is Yah's son, he will uphold him, and he will deliver him out the hand of his adversary. Let's test him without outrage and torture, that we may find out how gentle he is, and test his patience. Listen. What is Hillel doing? What is he doing to us? That is him that is moving upon these men and putting this in their mind. Let's test him with outrage, torture, that we may find out how gentle he is and test his patience. At the end of the day, Abba Yah is allowing them tests to become upon us so we can see how impatient we are and how gentle we are not. Silent we can become with our tongues and with our mouth and with our actions and our behavior. Yes, I'll use you, allow, see something, but I'm trying to see something there also, so he can learn himself. She can learn herself. Let's condemn him to shameful death, for we will be overseen, for he will be overseen according to his word. Thus they reasoned, and they were led astray, for their wickedness blinded them. And they didn't know the mysteries of Yah, neither did they hope for wages of holiness, nor did they discern there is a prize for blameless souls. Amen? Because Yah created man for incorruption and made him image of his own everlasting. But death entered into the world by the envy of the devil. Those who belong to him experience but the souls of the righteous are in the hand of Yah. torment will touch them. And the eyes of the foolish seem to have died. Their departure was considered affliction. Their travail away was away from us ruined. But they are in shalom. Amen. Amen. He's talking about one that passed away. One that the wicked believed that they killed. That they passed away. Yahweh said they passed away. Now they are in shalom. They are in peace. And their travail from us ruined. They are in peace. Even if in the sight of men they are punished. Listen to what the scripture is saying to us. Even if in the sight of men they are punished, their hope is full of immortality. Go through. Outside looking at it. Fingers and shake their heads. But at the end of the day, salvation belongs to us. Salvation belongs to us. Having borne a little chastening, see great good, because Yah found them worthy of himself, them like gold in the furnace, and he accepted them as a whole burnt offering, a reasonable and acceptable sacrifice. Eyes down. He tested them like gold in the furnace, accepted them as a whole burnt. We hear where a lot where Brother Shaul pulled from. Time of their visitation, they will shine. They will run back and forth like sparks among the stubble. Remember that? Especially my brothers. Talking about sharpening that sword. And every now and then you sharpen that sword. Sparks jump off of that sword. They will judge nations and have dominion over people. Yahweh will reign over them forever. Trust him will understand truth. Faithful will live with him. Love, because grace and mercy are with his chosen one. The ungodly will be punished, even as they reason. Those who neglected righteousness revolted from Yahweh. For he who despises wisdom and discipline is miserable. Their hope and their toils unprofitable. Their works are useless. Their wives are foolish. Their children are wicked. Their descendants are cursed because the barren woman who is undefiled is happy. She who has not conceived in transgression. She will have fruit in the visitation of souls. So is the eunuch which have done no lawlessness with his hands, nor imagined wicked things against Yahweh. For a precious gift will be given to him for his faithfulness, a special favor and a delightful inheritance. Yahweh sanctuary. For good labors have fruit of great renown. The root of understanding. But children of adulterers will not come to mortality, will vanish away. But live long, they will not be esteemed. The end, their old age will be without honor. If they die quickly, they will have no hope, nor consolation, the day of decision. For the end of unrighteous generation, always grieving. Poor family. It is better in the memory of the virtue, because it is recognized before Yah and before men. Amen. When it is present, people imitate it. They long after it when it has departed. Throughout all time, marches crowned in triumph, victorious competition for the prizes that are undefiled. Amen. But the multiplying brute of the ungodly will be not no profit. and their illegitimate offshoots will take deep root, nor will they establish a sure hold. Even if they grow branches and flourish for a season, standing unsure, they will be shaken by the wind. They will be uprooted by the violence of wind. Their branches will be broken off before they come to maturity. Their fruit will be useless, never ripe, fit for nothing. For unlawfully conceived children are witnesses of wickedness against parents when they are investigated. But a righteous man, even if he dies before his time, will be at rest. A righteous man and a righteous woman. Listen. But a righteous man, even if he dies before his time, will be at rest. We understand that. We hear that. Hear what that means. Say we know some righteous person and they died way before we expected them to die. And if they was righteous, Yahweh said they will be at rest. They will have that great expectation when judgment, when that great decision, what the Bible just said, when it comes. They will have that. For an honorable old age is not withstand. Listen. For an honorable old age is not that which stands length of time, nor is it measured given by number of years, but understanding is gray hair to men and an unspotted life ripe is ripe old age. Being found well pleasing to Yah, he was loved. Well living, evil should change his understanding or guile deceive his soul. For the witchcraft of worthlessness scores the things which are good. The world of desire perverts his mind. Being made perfect quickly, he filled a long time. It ain't how long you live. Get our lives transformed. How we transform our lives to the plan of Yahweh. To the Ruach HaKodesh, to the Holy Spirit. Being made perfect quickly, he filled a long time. For his soul was pleasing to Yahweh. Therefore, he hurried out of wickedness. But as for the people seeing and not understanding, not considering this, that grace and mercy are with his chosen, and that he visits the Holy One. Righteous man who is dead will condemn the ungodly who are living. He is quickly perfected will condemn the many years of unrighteous man, old age. Stay inside of Yahweh. I'm going to read that one again. 16. But a righteous man who is dead will condemn the ungodly who are living. That is quickly affected it. Them the many years of an man, the ungodly will see a wise man's end, won't understand what Yahweh's plan for him and why he sleeps safely up them. See, and they will despise, but Yahweh will laugh them to scorn. After this, they will become a dishonored and a reproach among the dead forever. He will dash them speechless ground and will shake them from the foundation. They will lie utterly waste, anguish, and their memory will perish. They will come with coward fear when their sins are counted. Their lawless deeds will convict them to their face. Listen to what he just said. For all those past, all the stuff say wickedly about Yahweh, he said, you're going to come to me in a cowardly fear. He's going to convict you. So that's our answer. I like to see them when they standing in front of Abba. He just told us, that when they stand in front of me, excuse me, family, I love trying to take my voice. I was good all day long. And had many reasons to act a fool, but I didn't. I kept my peace. Then the righteous man will stand in great boldness before the face of those who afflicted him and those who make his labors of no account. They see him, they will be troubled with terrible fear, will be amazed at the marvel of salvation. They will speak among themselves, repentant, and for distress of spirit, they will groan. Whom we use to hold in dispersion as a parable of reproach. Who considered his life madness and his end without honor? Think of how they think about you. How was he counted among the sons of Yah? They ask him that question. How was him? How was she among the sons of Yah? I saw them every day. For that. A lot, his lot among the saints. Truly, we went astray from the way of truth. Light of righteousness didn't shine for us. Sun didn't rise for us. Our field of the path of lawlessness and destruction. We traveled through trackless deserts, but we didn't know Yahweh. We did our arrogance. What did our arrogance profit us? What good have riches and boasting brought us as a shadow, like a message that runs by, ship passing through billow water, which has gone by, there is no trace to be found, no pathway of its meal in the billows. Or is it like wind, bird flies through the air, no evidence of its passage is found. But the light wind lashes with the stroke of its pouring, and torn apart when the violent rush of the moving wing is passed through. Afterwards, no sign of its coming remained. Arrow was shot at a mark. The air departed, closes up again immediately so that men don't know where it passed through. So we also, as soon as we were born, cease to be. Now that's those who live in a life of wickedness. Listen to what he said. So we also, as soon as we were born, cease to be. And we had no sign of virtue to show, but we soon in our wickedness, because the hope of the ungodly man is like carried by the wind, and foam vanishing before a tempest, and scattered like smoke by the wind, and passes by as the remembrance of a guest that waits by a day, but a day. But the righteous live forever. Their reward is in Yahweh, the care for them with the Most High. Therefore, they will receive the crown of royal dignity, the diadem of beauty from Yahweh's hand, because he will cover them with his right hand, and he will shield them with his arm. I'll be all right, though. I'm going to finish this out. He will take his jealous, complete armor, will make the whole creation his weapons to punish his enemies. Remember what we were talking about creation and what's happening in this world and how the earth is moaning and groaning and waiting for the adoption of the saints. Here, Yahweh say he will take his jealousy, complete armor, and will make the whole creation his weapon to punish his enemies. He will put on righteousness as a breastplate and will wear impartial judgment as a helmet. He'll take holiness as an invincible shield. He will sharpen stern wrath for a sword. The world will go with him to fight against his friend foes. Shafts of lightning will fly with true aim. They will leap from the clouds as from a well-drawn bow. Full of wrath will be hurled from the engine of war. The water of the sea will be enraged against them. Rivers will sternly overwhelm them. Mighty blast will encounter them. It will winnow them away like a tempest. So lawlessness will make all the land desolate. Their evil doing will overturn the throne of a prince. 6. Hear therefore, kings, and understand. Learn, you judges of the earth, of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you rulers who have dominion over many people, and make your boast, multitude of nations. Now, he ain't just talking to him. He's talking to the whole nation, the whole planet. Let me read it again. Give ear, you rulers who have dominion over many peoples, and make your boast in multitudes of nations. Because your dominion was given to you from Yahweh, and your sovereignty from the Most High. He will search out your work about your plan. Because being officers of his kingdom, he ain't talking about just Israel. He's talking about the whole nation to Yahweh. His kingdom, it is his footstool of the nation and those that he set up for the nation. He's talking about these men out here that think they're ruling and haven't done right. Because being officers of his kingdom, you didn't judge rightly, nor did you keep law, nor did you walk according to Yah's counsel. He will come upon you awfully and swiftly, because a stern judgment comes on those who are in high place. For the man of low estate may be parted in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the sovereign Yahweh will not be impressed with anyone, neither will he show deference to greatness, because it is he who made both small and great, cares about them all. But the scrutiny that comes upon the powerful is strict. Therefore, my words are to you, O princes, that you may learn wisdom and not fall away. For those who have kept the things that are holy and holiness will be made holy. Those who have been find what to say. Therefore, set your desires on my word. Long for them, and you princes will be instructed. Wisdom is radiant, not doesn't fade away. It's easily seen by those who love her and found by those who seek her. She anticipates those who desire her, making herself known. He who rises up early to seek her won't have difficulty, for he will find her sitting at his gate. For to think upon her is perfection. Understanding, he who watches for her will quickly be free from care. Because she herself goes around seeking those who are worthy of her in her path, in their path. She appears to them graciously, and in every purpose she meets them. For her true beginning is desire for instruction, and desire for instruction is love. And love is obvious for her law. To give heed to her law, confirm immortality. Immortality brings closeness to Yah. So then, desire wisdom. So then, for desire most to a kingdom. Therefore, you delight in thrones, scepters, you princes of people. Honor wisdom that you may reign forever. But what wisdom is and how she came into being? I will declare, I won't hide my mysteries from you, but I will explore for her fruit beginning, bringing the knowledge of her into clear light, and I will not pass by the truth. Indeed, I will with consuming envy, because envy will have no fellowship with wisdom, but a multitude of wise men, salvation to the world. Let me say that again. But a multitude of wise men, salvation to the world, and an understanding king, is stability for his people. Therefore, be instructed by my word. He will profit. 7. I myself, also mortal, like everyone else, and I am a descendant of one formed first and born of the earth. I mortal into flesh in the time of the 10 months and my mother's womb, being compacted in blood from the seed of man and pleasure that came with sleep. Also, when I was born, drew in the common earth voice, said the same cry. I was nursed with care in swaddling clothes, for no king had any other first beginning. But all men have one entrance into life and a common departure. For this cause I prayed, and understanding was given to me. I asked, a spirit of wisdom came into me. I preferred her before scepters and thrones. I considered riches nothing compared to her, comparison into her. Neither did I liken to her any priceless gem, because all gold in her presence is a little sand. Silver will be considered as clay before her. I loved her more than health, beauty. I chose to have her rather than light, because her brightness shining is never laid to sleep. All good things came to me with her, and innumerable riches are in her hands. And I rejoice over them all because wisdom leads them, although I didn't know that she was their mother. I had earned without guile. I impart without grudging. I didn't hide her riches. For she is a treasure for men, doesn't fail. And those who use to attain friendship with Yah, use it, obtain friendship with Yah, commanded by the gift which through discipline, but to me, Yah gives to speak with judgment and to convince thoughts, conceive thoughts worthy of what has been given me, because he is one of who God, even wisdom, directs the wise. For in his hand are both we and our words, all understanding, all acquaintance, all his craft. He gave me an hearing knowledge of the things that are, to know the constitution of the world, the operation of the elements, the beginning and middle of time, the alteration of the solar system. Back to that. And the changing of seasons, the circuits of years and the positions of stars, the natures of creatures, and the raging of wild beasts, the violence of wind, and the thoughts of men, the diversities of plants and virtues of roots or manifest. He that is an architect of all things taught me with wisdom, for there is her a spirit quick of understanding, holy, in kind, manifold, subtle, freely moving, utterance, unpolluted, distinct, calm, loving, is good, being unhindered, beneficent, loving toward man, steadfast, sure, free from care, free, spirit, are quick of understanding, further, most subtle. For wisdom is more mobile than any motion. Yes, she pervades by reason of her pureness. For she is a breath of power of Yah and clear effluence. the glory of the Almighty. Therefore, can nothing be defiled into her. She is an from everlasting light, unspotted mirror, the working of Yah, image of his goodness. And she, being one, has power to do all things, reminding in herself, renews all things, and from generation to generation, passing into holy souls, she makes men friends of Yah and prophets. For nothing does Yah love save him well with wisdom. For she is fairer than the sun and above all constellations of the stars, being compared with light, she is found to be more before it. For the light of day exceeds night, but against wisdom evil does not prevail. But she reaches from one end of the other with full strength, orders all things graciously. Her I loved and sought out from my youth, and I sought to take her for my bride, and I became enamored of her beauty. She glorifies her noble birth, that it is given her to live with Yah, and sovereign of all loved her. For she is initiated into the knowledge of Yah, chooses out fruit. If riches are the desire possessed in life, what is richer than wisdom? Which works, the standing work, whom more than wisdom is an architect of the things that are. And if a man loves righteousness, the fruit of wisdom labors all virtue. For she teaches subordinate, standing righteousness and courage. And there is nothing in life for a man more profitable than these. A man longs even for much experience. She knows the things of old and divines the things of. She understands subtleties, speeches, and interpretations of dark things. She foresees signs and wonders and the issues of season and time. I determined, therefore, to take her to me to live with me, knowing that she is one who would give me good thoughts for counsel and encourage me to care and grief. Because of her, I will have glory among multitudes, honor in the sight of elders. I'll be young. I will be found of the quick conceit. Give judgment, and in the presence of princes, I will be admired. I am silent, they will wait for me. When I open my lips, they will give heed to me. And if I continue speaking, they will lay their hand upon their mouth. Because of her, I will have immortality and live and leave. I gotta change the earpiece. That one died. All right. Hopefully I'm still connected, family. 13. Because of her, I will have immortality and leave behind an eternal memory to those who come after me. I will govern peoples, and nations will be subjected to me. Dread princes will fear me when they hear of me. Among my people, I will show myself a good ruler and in war courageous. When I am come into my house, I will find rest. For converse with her has no bitterness. To live with her has no pain, but gladness and joy. When I considered these things in myself and took thought in my heart, know that the kinship to wisdom is immortality, and in her is good delight, and in the labors of her hands is wealth that fails not, and assiduous communion with her is understanding, and great renown and having fellowship with her word. I went about seeking her to take her to myself. And now I was a child of parts and of good soul fell to my lot. Nay, rather being good to a body undefiled, but perceiving that I could not otherwise possess wisdom except Yah gave her to me, to know by whom the grace is given, this too came of understanding. I pleaded with Yahweh and implored him, and with my whole heart I said, O mighty one of the fathers, who keep your mercy, who made all things by your word, by your wisdom, your formed man, that he should have dominion over the creatures that were made by you, and rule the world in holiness and righteousness, and execute judgment of souls. Give me wisdom, her that sits by you on your throne, man. And reject me not from among your servants, because I am your bondman and the son of your handmaid, a man weak and short-lived, and a small power to understand judgments and laws. For even if a man be perfect among the sons of men, yet if the wisdom that comes from you be not with him, he will be held in no account. Excuse me, family. You did choose me before my kindred to be king of your people and to do judgments for your sons and daughters. You gave command to build a sanctuary in your holy mountain and an altar city of your habitation, a copy of the holy tabernacle which you prepared beforehand from the beginning. And with you is wisdom, which knows your works present when you were making the world, and which understands what is pleasing in your eyes and what is right according to your commandment. Send her forth out of your heaven and from the throne of your glory. Bid her come, that being present with me, she may toil with me, and that I may learn what is well-pleasing before you. For she knows all things and have understanding, therefore, and in my doings she will guide me ways of soberness, and she will guard me. What? I know y'all heard that. And so will my works be acceptable, and I will judge your people righteously, and I will be worthy of my father's throne. For what man will know counsel of Yah, or who will conceive what is Yahweh's? For the thoughts of mortals are tremorous, and our plans are prone to fail. For a corruptible body weighs down the soul, and the earthly frame lies heavy on a mind that is full of cares. And hardly do we divine the things that are on earth and the things that are close at hand. We find with labor. But the things that are in heaven, the heavens, whoever yet traced out, ever gained knowledge of your counsel, except you gave wisdom and sent your Holy Spirit from on high. What is wisdom? He just answered the question, family. And we can go in another route. We can go and understand that it is the Spirit of Yahushua HaMashiach. Remember, in the beginning, a couple of scriptures, chapters up, he said, I'm going to answer. I'm going to tell you what is wisdom. He just answered it, in case y'all was waiting for the answer. And I'm going to read it again, number 9:17, family. And whoever gained knowledge, your counsel, except you gave wisdom and sent your Holy Spirit from on high. And what doth the ways of them which are on earth and men were taught the things that are pleasing you to you. And through wisdom, they were saved. Last chapter, family. I know it's been a lot of reading. Wisdom guarded to the end the firstborn father of the world that was created alone and delivered him out of his own transgression and gave him strength to get dominion over all things. But when an unrighteous man fell away from her in his anger, he perished himself. First himself in the rage, killed his brother. And when, for his cause, the earth was drowning with a flood, wisdom gate again saved it. Guiding the righteous man's course by a poor piece of wood. Moreover, the nations consenting together in wickedness had been confounded, wisdom knew the righteous man and preserved him blameless to Yahweh, and kept him strong when his heart yearned toward his child. Amen. While the ungodly was perishing, wisdom delivered a righteous man when he fled from the fire that the Spinanopolis, Sodom and Gomorrah. To those wickedness, a smoking waste, because that's what he's talking about. To those wickedness, a smoking waste still witness, and plants bearing fair fruit that comes not to ripeness. Yes, and a disbelieving soul has a memorial there, a pillar of salt still standing. He's talking about Sodom and Gomorrah family. Remember Lot's wife turned around. For having passed wisdom by, not only were they disabled from recognizing the things which are good, but they also left behind them for a human life a monument of their folly, where they were astray, they might fail even to be unseen. But wisdom delivered out of trouble those that waited on her. When a righteous man was a fugitive from a brother's wrath, wisdom guided him in straight paths, showed him them, and gave him knowledge of holy things. She put him in his toils and multiplied the fruits of his labor. Talking about Father Yaakov. When, in their covetousness, men dealt hardly with him, she stood by him and made him rich. She guarded him from enemies. And from those that laid in wait, he kept him safe. And over his sore conflict, he watched as judge, that he might know the goodness and more powerful than all. I mean, the godliness is more powerful than all. When a righteous man was sold, wisdom forsook him not, but from he delivered him. He went down with him into a dungeon, amen, and in bond he left him not, till she brought him the scepter of the kingdom, authority over those that dwelt with him. She showed them also to be false that had mockery, accused him, and gave him eternal glory. Talking about Brother Joseph. Wisdom delivered a holy people and a blameless seed from a nation of oppressors. She entered in through the soul of a servant, Yahweh, and withstood terrible kings and wonders and signs. She rendered holy men a reward of their toil. She guided them along marvelous ways and became to them a covering in the daytime and a flame of stars through the night. She brought them over the Red Sea and led them through much water. But their enemies she drowned, and out of the bottom of the depths she cast them up. Therefore, the righteous plundered the ungodly, and they sing praises to your holy name, O Yahweh, and extolled with one accord your hand that fought for them. Because wisdom opened the mouth of the dumb and made the tongues of babes to speak clearly. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's a lot of reading tonight, family. Pray for me that you have the book of wisdom and you're able to go back or start the tape over. Great thing about this that Abba has given us, Blog Talk, that we have in the archive full of wisdom that we can always go back over. We can go back and we can listen. We can turn over and over the wisdom that Abba has been stolen upon us these years, all these years. We got umpteen lessons with inside of Blog Talk. And even we got umpteen lessons all the way back to Rabbi Gershom and Daniel. So many. And I believe that almost every subject has been covered several times. And that is the end of my Blog Talk. I'm going to close out with a closing benediction and a closing prayer, family. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with shalom. Hallelujah. 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 Once again, Abba Yah, for your words of wisdom tonight, Father Yah. We thank you speaking to us, Father, for something with us, Father. We thank you for the first meal, Father. We look forward to the second meal that you bring by your servant, your son, Brother Harvel, Father. For the next meal, I believe, is Brother Kunuk Al, Father, that you keep them, Father, that you let not allow get the best of their minds, Father, that they pull their swords out the sheaths, Father, if they have to, and fight, Father, fight, so they can make it to the next meal that you have prepared for us, Father. Father, we thank you once again for just giving us the breath of life, for your son dying for us, Father. We thank you, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom, Abba Yah.
to me. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall the house.